This is Artist Cafe. I'm Crystal Saragas. It's time for the weekly arts roundup with Chris Coker. He's the entertainment editor for the Press and Sun Bulletin, the Star Gazette, and the Ithaca Journal, and he's joining me today to talk about some of the other arts events that are coming up. Chris, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
So we are starting in Ithaca this week.
Correct. This Saturday in Ithaca, down in the Commons, is going to be the 18th annual Great Downtown Ithaca Chili Cook-Off, which includes judging from people who attend to decide what the best chili that is being offered is. But there's also lots of other arts-type things that are going on there as well. There's going to be music. There's going to be other vendors and all kinds of great stuff. And I definitely wanted to mention that the event itself is 11:30 to 4 on Saturday. And if it rains on Saturday, it will be held on Sunday. But I wanted to mention from 3 to 3:30, there will be a competition from the Ithaca Beard and Mustache Club to decide the best mustache.
The best mustache.
Absolutely.
I would love to see pictures from that.
Me too. I think we're going to send somebody down there and get some photos of that.
Well, or maybe if our listeners are attend, they'd be happy to share some photographs with us because we can't make it there in person this weekend.
Absolutely. Where should they send their photos, Crystal?
ArtistCafe@WSKG.org.
Absolutely. I'd love to see some of those great mustaches.
Yeah, we can put them up on our Facebook page at WSKG and honor the bearded men.
The skill that is necessary to create an awesome mustache and beard.
You sound really excited about this.
Maybe I could learn some tips.
There you go. Okay, so that's Ithaca. And also coming up, we've got a couple of iconic folk artists who will be playing in the region.
Right, absolutely. There are two chances in the region this weekend to see Jay Unger and Molly Mason, which people may associate best with the Ken Burns documentaries, including The Civil War, which they helped to score and did that song, Ashokan Farewell, which was the big theme of the Civil War documentaries.
It's one of those songs that even if you don't think you know it, you just need to hear a couple of measures of that violin part, and yeah, you've heard it before.
You know it, and it's been recorded so many times by so many various people since then. So you definitely know it.
I actually came across a Norwegian death metal version of it not too long ago on YouTube.
I think you should put that online.
We'll see.
I think that would be an amazing post to make.
Again.
Anyway, they have a great songbook of other Americana music. They've been playing together as a married couple for many, many, many years now. And they will be performing Friday night at the Bainbridge Town Hall Theater. And then on Saturday night with the Valley Folk in Elmira, and they'll be performing at Congregation Kol Ami down on Water Street in Elmira. So two chances to see them this weekend.
That sounds like a great time. What else do we have?
It's a great week in the Binghamton area for classical music fans. On Friday, on the 18th floor of the State Office Building downtown, they're bringing in a group called Break of Reality, and I've seen some videos of their music online. They are really cool. They sort of combine ideas from classical music and also classic rock, both, you know, the songs and the energy of both. And a great young quartet that will be performing Friday night. On Sunday afternoon will be Dvorak and the New World, which they'll be doing what I believe is one of your favorite symphonies.
It is. And the Ninth Symphony.
Absolutely. And inspired by Dvorak's time in America, he was inspired by Native American and African American music, which is the spirit of it is in there. It's not necessarily the tunes themselves that he heard, but
it's not a world music piece, but you get that open frontier expansiveness in how he approached the symphony.
Absolutely. And they'll also be doing a Mozart symphony and also a surprise symphony. In fact, the surprise symphony will be gone there as well.
As a surprise.
Well, I think we just ruined the surprise.
We might have.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sorry, Jose Luis.
Sorry.
Chris, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow Chris Coker on Twitter. He's at Real Chris Coker. And find more arts information in the Go section in the Press and Sun Bulletin, the Star Gazette, and the Ithaca Journal, all on newsstands today.